It's 98.1 Power FM. You're on the air with Dana and Dylan, thanks to Harvey Norman, Muswellbrook Fair, and we have been loving the 100 on our telly this year. And the season finale is tonight, and host Andy Lee joins us right now. Morning, Andy.
Dylan, how are you?
Yeah, going really well. Now, you filmed this in Sydney, and then you got caught up in the lockdown, so you're away for your family for a while there. How's it to be back with the family?
Oh, it's great, mate. Although, I think Beck was hoping that I was come back for a long time, and it took her about 3 days to want me to disappear again.
Yeah.
It's a bit like that. It's like when you go on holidays with someone, you go, this is great for the first 3 days, and then you're like, gee, it'd be nice if someone else was here.
Yeah. But during that time, you have written a brand new book. It's for kids. It's called Don't Open This Book or Else. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I've only got one trick, which is, if anyone has seen my kids' books, it's Do Not Open This Book. And this one's, I suppose that the little character Wizards resorts threats now. Do not open this book or else. So if you respond well to threats, I think it's a good one to go
grab. Yeah, it's pretty good. Now, you've written a fair few kids' books these days. Now, what do you reckon about making a kids' version of the 100? How do you reckon that would go?
Well, I actually did a read. I used the downtime to do a reading of this book to 100 kids that we got up on the 100 screen, and it was awesome. It was so much fun, and they had some really surprising answers. One particularly was, so in this book, the main character shrinks with every page you turn, and he's trying to stop the kids from turning the pages because he keeps getting smaller and smaller. He's worried about what's going to happen to him.
Yeah.
And I asked one kid, should I keep turning the pages? And he's like, well, it would solve the world's food shortage problem, because if they're smaller that the character gets, obviously there'll be less food required to feed everybody. Like, that is really astute.
Yeah, that is a good point. What do you reckon's been the biggest thing you have learned from the stats while hosting the 100 this year?
I was shocked that more people called a chicken parmigiana a parmy, not a parma. But that's maybe just the fact that I grew up in Melbourne. But that was hurtful. And you'll find out tonight on the show just how many people have done a poo outside as an adult. And I think it's way too high. But
really?
When you've got to go, you've got to go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, they reckon that last week it was revealed that a lot of adults are really excited to go back to work because they can go and use the work bathrooms to do their business instead of doing it at home. What's your take on that?
Oh, I always want to do it on the boss's clock, don't you?
Yeah. Who's been your favourite on the panel? Because you've been joined by a lot of different celebrities, you know, comedians and TV stars. Who's been your favourite to work with?
Sophie Monk's been outstanding. She's just, I don't know whether she knows she's funny or whether she's got the best comic mind in the world and she's just playing a character like Sacha Baron Cohen played for Borat, but she's just been incredible. Tonight we try out Karl Stefanovic on the panel. And I felt for him a little bit because Becky Lucas is an amazing comedian and Mike Gold's been there as well. It turned into more of a roasting of Carl for an hour rather than him participating in the show. So you can enjoy that this evening.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Andy. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure, buddy.
The 100 is back tonight at 8:30 on NBN.